who recently had been sent to the custodial care of the nursing home.
你有没有听过一个有关约翰的故事呢？就是讲到佢系被去送到一个嘅疗养院嗰度接受一啲监管嘅照顾。
People were surprised because John has been in perfect health, even though he is in late 70s.
咁啲人咧就觉得奇怪啦，因为咧呢个嘅约翰咧，佢系虽然佢已经系有七十几岁，但佢个身体仲好健康嘅。
He had always been outdoors man.
佢好多时都系一个户外嘅人。
Sometime later, it has been known that John was sent to the nursing home not because of any physical problems, but because of his distressing mental state.
但后来咧，就原来发觉咧，呢个嘅约翰咧，佢被送到去呢个嘅疗养院咧，唔系因为佢身体嘅问题，而系咧，因为佢嗰个有一个忧郁嘅好令人烦恼嘅一个嘅精神状态。
Yet people could not solve the mystery.
啲人都唔知道当中嗰个嘅奥妙喺边度。
He has always been a faithful member of a church.
佢好多时，佢一路嚟咧都系一间教会入边一个好忠实嘅、好忠诚嘅一个嘅会友。
He was the thoughtful, intelligent, engaging sort of person.
佢系一个好有思考、好有才智，同埋好多时都会参与嘅一种嘅人。
Had his age taken so high toll?
系咪真系个年纪都有咁大影响？
People wonder.
啲人喺度就喺度谂啦。
Well, you see, it's like this.
可能就系咁样咯。
But other friends talked.
但其余一啲朋友咧就喺度倾谈啦。
His children became distressed about his mental well-being.
佢嗰啲原来系佢嗰啲仔女咧就。 对佢嗰个嘅精神状况咧，系觉得好烦恼。
You know, John had volunteered in his retirement to work a couple of days a week at the church-sponsored soup kitchen.
咁其实咧，一个嘅约翰咧，佢喺佢退休之后咧，就做咗义工嘅。佢就一个礼拜咧有两次喺教会嗰个嘅派发食物、准备食物嗰个事工上咧系参与嘅。
The next thing they know, John has gotten so involved there, and one day he suddenly wrote them out a check of the
$100,000.
Yes, just like that.
是啊，就是这样。With
no discussion, no forethought, he handed over to the soup kitchen.
佢係啊，佢又冇一啲嘅討論，又冇一啲嘅之前嘅考慮，佢就咁樣將呢張嘅支票咧，就俾咗嗰個嘅派發食物、準備食物嗰個事工。
This was what was left of his life savings.
咁而呢一個咧，就差唔多佢所有生命嘅積蓄嘅大部分啦。
Then his children thought that he had gone over the deep end.
咁所以咧，佢啲仔女咧就覺得，哇！佢即係一路滑落到去一個好唔掂嘅一個狀況。So
they forced him to go into the nursing home where he would receive supervision.
所以班仔女咧就強迫嘅要去入到去一間嘅養老院嗰度咧就接受一啲嘅監管。One
of the most important morals of the Greeks was in all things moderation, nothing in excess.
咁喺呢個嘅希臘嗰度嚟講咧，佢有一個嘅好重要嘅道德嘅教訓咧，就係講到話喺所有嘅事情上咧都要適量。
The wise person is the person who achieves a kind of balance in life.
就千祈唔好有一啲嘅過分。咁佢話一啲聰明嘅人咧，就係嗰啲能夠有一個喺生活上有一個平衡嘅。
It is okay to commit to certain causes, but never overly commit.
咁佢話咧可以咧，你可以為任某一啲嘅事情去委身，但係千祈唔好過分嘅委身。The
fires of passion, even passion in the righteous cause, are dangerous.
咁一個嘅熱情，一個熱情嘅火咧，甚至係為咗一啲嘅正義嘅事情去熱情咧，都係危險嘅。So
a golden mean, there is a key to life in the eyes of the Greek philosophers.
所以對於一啲嘅希臘嘅哲學家嚟講咧，人生嘅最重要嘅咧就係有一個中庸之道。
But Jesus was not the Greek philosophers.
咁啊，耶穌咧就唔係一啲嘅希臘嘅哲學家。
He did not teach the Greek way。
佢就冇教導我哋係一個希臘嘅方法。
Rather, he did teach God's way。
反而咧，佢係教導我哋上帝嘅方法。
His way characterized more by effects of the love and care, not than demands of moderation。
耶穌嘅方法嘅特色咧，就係又用到係愛同埋關顧嘅。而不是说要要求一个适量的要求。
Excess and extravagance are surely not bad words in the Gospels.
在福音里面呢，这个的过分啊、过度啊，或者是甚至是奢侈呢，都不是一些不好的字眼来的。
Those words are essential in faith and in understanding of God.
这些的字呢，是就对我们在我们的信心或者在我们明白上帝的方面呢，是一些很重要的一些的事情。
Can you picture those who are standing there?
你哋能唔能够系想象今日经文入边所讲嗰啲企喺度嗰啲人呢
？They are scribes, aloof, lofty, and showing superiority, having polite discussion about the truth, righteousness, and some fine point of scripture.
嗰度咧有一啲嘅文士，佢哋系好冷漠嘅，甚至好有距离嘅喺度。表示佢嗰啲好似好高尚、好高貴嗰種嘅態度，好禮貌嘅喺度討論緊一啲嘅真理、一啲嘅正義，甚至喺聖經入邊一啲好細微嘅論點。
They suppose themselves as the ones of the appointed learned men among the Israelites。
佢覺得咧，佢哋自己係嗰啲被指定嘅一啲嘅學者。
They were well educated and respected very highly。
在以色列人當中，他們是那些的有學問的人，而且應該是被尊重的一班人。
They hold the scripture and were considered to have the authority to interpret the laws.
他拿著本聖經的時候，就會覺得他是有一個的權力去翻譯，去解釋那些條例。
Little wonder they felt themselves worthy of the respect and admiration.
唔怪之得咧，佢哋會覺得佢哋自己係值得人哋嘅稱讚同埋敬佩嘅。
To be greeted with respect in the marketplace is probably a fitting honor for someone of their position.
喺一個嘅街市嗰度咧，係人哋向佢請安咧，一個可能係。對佢呢啲咁嘅地位嘅人嚟講咧，係一個好合適嘅一種嘅榮譽。
But Jesus summed up their fate by announcing that they will receive the greater condemnation.
但耶穌咧對佢哋嗰個嘅命運嚟講咧，嗰個總結咧就係講到話，呢啲人咧要受更重嘅刑罰。
The scribes who mistakenly perceive themselves as upper class.See themselves as worthy of great respect and honor than ordinary men and women.
就係呢啲嘅文士咧，佢係錯誤地嘅去認為自己咧係嗰啲嘅高級高尚人，甚至覺得自己咧係比其餘嘅普通人咧係更有值得去人哋去尊敬同埋去敬重嘅。
Jesus, on the other hand, clearly denied the ruler image of the Messiah and the ranks and classes among God's people.
但耶穌在另外一方面呢，他就拋棄了、捨棄了他作為尼賽亞那種統治者的形象，而是在跟上帝的人民一起。
And he declares that based on their complete rejection of the law of love and service toward others, those hypocrites surely face a future not of great honor but great condemnation.
而耶穌咧，佢就係宣告就係話，因為呢啲文士佢哋拒絕咗嗰個愛同埋服侍人嗰個嘅法律，咁而且佢哋係假冒為善嘅，佢哋嘅將來佢要得到嘅咧，唔係一個更大嘅榮譽，反而係更重嘅刑罰。
Elsewhere, Jesus called them fools too.
喺其餘嘅地方咧，耶穌甚至係叫佢哋做愚拙嘅人。
But look, there is a poor widow.
但我哋睇下喺呢度入边，亦都有一个嘅穷寡妇。
She put in everything she has, every penny of it.
佢将佢所有嘅，甚至系最后嗰分钱，佢都摆上。
When the Bible was translated into English under King James, the smallest coin minted then was the mite, worth only an eighth of the penny.
当圣经最初系翻译成 古代的英文的時候呢，他那個最小的錢那個單位呢，實在是只是值現在那個一分錢的十分之八。
In the recently translated New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, it was translated as copper coin worth a penny.
在最近的翻譯，在英文那個聖經裡面呢，就翻譯為是一個銅錢，那就是值一分錢的。
But it is not the woman's poverty make her gift significant.
但是呢，不是说这个的妇人那个的贫穷呢，是令到她这个的摆上是那么重要。
Jesus feels compelled to comment on woman's gift because she gave her all.
耶稣迫切的去谈论到一个妇人那个的摆上呢，是因为她将所有的东西摆上。
The very rich who had put in much,The moderately well-off, who put in decent amount, the struggle, who sneaked in their pennies, all those who had been before the widow had limited their giving. They had held back a portion of their money for their own use.
那些有錢的呢，他可能是投入了很多的錢，而那些是中等階級的人呢，他可能也都給了一些不錯的一筆的錢，而那些的在這裡掙扎的那些呢，可能就是放下了幾個的分錢。但是這些在一個窮寡婦之前去擺入奉獻那班人呢，他們都是有限制的去奉獻，而他們也都，但是他們也都是保留了有部分的他們 的錢財。
However, this widow stands alone as the one who had turned over to God's use all that she has to offer.
但一個嘅寡婦，佢自己企喺度嘅時候咧，佢就將佢所有嘅都係投入去、放入去、奉獻俾上帝嘅用處嗰度。
Yes, those two almost worthless coins represented her last shred of security.A fragile thread of hope for the whole future.
是的，所以他那不很值钱的那两分钱呢，实在也是代表了他唯一的安全感，还有他那个对前面那个很微弱的一个希望的一些的希望。
The widow's might was small, but a significant gift from one who could ill afford it.
一個寡婦的那一些的小錢呢，是 很少，但亦都是很緊要的一個的擺上，因為它是實在是 不付得出的。
Here we should note her love of God that was excessive, extravagant, and even prodigal considering her condition.
就是呢，她對一個寡婦對上帝的愛呢，就是那麼過度的，是咁揮霍、咁奢侈嘅，因為我哋睇佢個情況，我哋就知道佢係一個係好過度嘅去擺上嘅。
Jesus says that her penny represents more love and more understanding of God than all of those offerings given by the rich。
就耶穌咧就話佢嗰個幾分錢嘅擺上咧，實在係代表咗佢對上帝嘅愛同埋對上帝嗰個嘅認識。是比那些是有錢人的擺上是更多的。
This story of the widow's might is rarely preached on these days, especially in this very money-centered American context.
就是關於一個寡婦的小錢的一個的信息呢，實在在今天來說呢，可能是很少在講壇上去講的，因為我們是在一個的以錢為中心的美國社會裡面。
Perhaps many pastors avoid the text because its message is hard for any of us to hear.
可能咧，啲牧師都會覺得，就依個嘅信息咧係好難俾我哋去接受嘅，所以我哋都有時會避免咗依一段嘅經文。
In fact, in the capitalistic social cultural context, it is hard to get into the meaning of text without preconception.
而事實上咧，喺依個嘅資本的社會當中，在我們的一個文化背景當中，其實如果我們是要真的去明白這篇經文的一些的內容的時候，我們很難是沒有帶入一些的偏見。
In this culture that considers religion as a private matter, it is not easy to convey the meaning of the text.
在我們這個文化當中覺得宗教是一個私人的一個問題的時候，我們是很難，不是那麼容易的去將這個這篇經文的意思是傳遞出去的。
The money, demanding more money from the prophet，
講到是錢財，在講壇上去要求更多的錢財。
Frankly, I was also hesitated to, for a while before taking its sermon text。
老實說，其實我都會有一些猶豫的，因為要不要去將這段經文成為我的講道的經文呢？
But I found myself that the meanings of the text are far beyond the money itself.
但我發覺咧，就係依一段經文嘅意思咧，係唔單止淨係講到錢財依方面。
It is more like a matter of discipleship.
就係講到我哋門徒嘅操練。
Well, we all sit here this morning, well dressed, polite, sincere, and moderate.
可能我們每一個人呢今天坐在這裡的時候呢都是穿著整齊啦，又很有禮貌啦，很真誠，也都是很適量的。
Nothing in excess，
不是說很過分的，是不
是？ Everything seems balanced, thoughtful and serene，
樣樣東西都好像很平衡的，很有思考的，很安靜的。
Oftentimes we feel more than these feelings，
但很多時候我們是會有更多的其余的感受的。
We always keep our dignity.
但很多时候我们也都要维持我们的体面。
Again, nothing in excess.
再次呢就讲到就说我们没有东西是要过分的。
Everything is in control and moderate.
样样东西都是在控制之下和适量的。
Yet, prodding our conscience are memories of those who have been like this widow.
但是很多時候來去刺激我們的良心的呢，就是一些好像一個寡婦的一類人的一些的記憶。
People who gave all they had，
就是那些能夠將自己所有的奉獻出來的人。
People so consumed by burning passion for God so that they gave more than 10%， they gave everything， every cent of it。
就是那些能夠充滿了對上帝的熱情的，好像一個燃燒的熱情那樣的，他們將自己所有的去擺上，是超過了十一的奉獻的。
We know that this world cannot deal with these people.
我們知道呢，這個世界呢實在都不知道怎樣去應付這些這人。
The world cannot take those people as their own.
这个世界好像都不觉得这些人是属于这个世界的。
How can the world can deal with the people like John Smith？
就好像这个世界怎可以应付到好像正话的故事约翰那类的人呢？
Truly this is a story of a genuine devotion。
那真是的，今天这个圣经的故事是讲到我们一个真诚的奉献。
But we should not miss the critical point of the story by focusing only the money itself。
但是我們不可以看漏了一個故事那個的重要的中心，如果我們只是集中在那個錢財方面。
God is honored by sacrificial giving.
當我們能夠有一個捨棄的奉獻的時候，上帝是被尊敬的。
Yes, honestly, this is difficult teaching for any of us to hear.
事實上老實來說，這個也是一個很對我們每一個人來說都是一個 很難聽的，或者很難接受的一個的訊息。
Even after we acquire all the means to our daily bread, we still put aside all we can out of fear of what the future may hold.
很多時候當我們是用我們所有的方法 去爭取到我們 每日的資糧，但我們仍然都將很多的的事情，很多的物質咧係流落嚟，因為我哋係恐懼前邊將來。
You'd better prepare those rainy days, we think.
我哋咧就會咁樣諗，就係話，我哋應該要為到將來落雨天嚟去準備。
Furthermore, what we do spend too often is those things we don't really want, with the money we don't really have, to impress people we don't really like.
此外，很多時候我們也會是將錢花在一些我們真的不是那麼需要的東西上面，也都是為了一些我們不太喜歡的人，我們都 要去為他們留下一些的深刻印象。
So what we give to God tends to be like a tip for a service that then tribute to our Lord.
咁到我哋话要去奉献俾上帝嘅时候咧，我哋就好似俾上帝一啲嘅服务嘅 tips， 而唔系真系一个对上帝嘅一个嘅奉献。
Yeah, that's right.
系嘅，依个亦都系咁嘅。
What we really have is not what we have saved or spent, but what we give away or share with others who cannot pay back or express their thankfulness.
我哋所留低，实际上我哋所留低嘅嘢咧，唔系真系属于我哋嘅，但系反而我哋所施出去嘅，或者我哋系同人哋分享嗰啲，先至系属于我哋嘅。而嗰啲咧，可能系人哋唔会系俾翻你啊，或者系去表达去对你嗰个嘅多谢嘅。
Yes, we know it.
实际上我哋系知道嘅。
In this sense, the poor man's woman models for us the Christian pattern of the stewardship of our possessions.
咁样嚟睇咧，就系一个嘅穷寡妇嗰个嘅，就成为我哋一个嘅模范，系教我哋点样嘅去好好嘅去管理我哋属于我哋嘅。
The widow shows us the manner in which we are to regard our belongings in relation to God.
一个嘅寡妇咧，佢就话俾我哋听，用咩态度嚟去睇我属于我哋嘅嘢，同埋我哋同上帝嘅关系。
Yes, probably we are called not so much copy this woman's gift as imitate her faith.
是的，我们是被呼召不是只是去复印一个寡妇的奉献，而是我们要去学校模仿她那个的信心。
But like Jesus Christ, this woman became free in relation to God, free from the fear in the face of the world's realities.Free from the worries of tomorrow, and free for unlimited generosity in response to the goodness of God.
就好似耶稣咁样，世咗一个嘅妇人咧，佢系同神嘅关系系开放嘅、释放嘅，而佢亦都系唔会再系为到佢世上嘅一啲现实嘅嘢嚟去担忧，佢亦都唔会再系为到佢将来嘅事情嚟去担忧，而佢亦都系好释放嘅系。冇限制嘅去好慷慨嘅去回应上帝嘅美善。
Trust God, and then God will take care of you.
就我哋要去相信上帝，而上帝系会看顾我哋嘅。
Yes, don't you think we know and we believe it?
我哋系咪都系知道同埋系咁样嘅相信呢
？It seems so simple, yet it is still not easy at all.
这个的好像是说很简单，但实际上又不是很容易的一个的信念。
In her giving, the widow's devotion is also a prelude to the self-giving of Jesus Christ.
在一个的寡妇的奉献那里呢，讲到她那个的奉献呢，实在呢是，也都是耶稣基督她将自己完全奉献的前奏来的。
In fact, the story of the widow's might precedes the final dramatic passion story of Jesus.
而一个嘅穷寡妇嘅记载咧，就系喺耶稣佢去耶路撒冷最后嘅一个时段嘅之前记载嘅。
In just a couple of chapters, Jesus will be laying down his life.
喺两章之后咧，即系两章经文之后咧，耶稣咧就会系将佢嘅生命系摆上。
Jesus is on the way to lay down every cent he has for us on the cross.
耶稣咧就系去紧嗰个嘅路程，就系将佢自己完全嘅摆上喺十字架上。
In his passion, Jesus put in everything, not only all he had to live on, but even in his very life.
耶稣咧系去紧一个嘅个路程咧，就系要将佢自己所有嘅摆上，不但止系嗰啲系令到佢维生嘅一啲嘅物件，系甚至佢嘅生命都系将佢摆上。
Yes, Jesus is on the way to the cross.
耶稣系喺一个嘅路程当中，佢系喺十字架向十字架行嘅一个路程当中。
In this sense, the excessiveness which he praises is his own too.
所以系咁睇嘅时候咧，佢对呢个穷寡妇讲赞赏佢嗰个嘅过度咧，实在系过量咧，系就系佢自己都系咁样嘅。
Giving us all that he has, I believe he also expects all from us.
佢將佢自己所有嘅去擺上，我亦都相信咧，耶穌同樣嘅去對我哋有咁樣嘅期望。
To be Christian is to wear the name of Jesus Christ。
作為基督徒咧，我哋就係背上耶穌基督嘅名字。
If that name is a valid identification of us, our lives will testify, even at the level of the material things, to the lordship of the one whose name is now ours。
當佢一個嘅名，如果佢依個嘅名字咧係我哋一個嘅一個嘅身份嘅時候咧，咁我哋嘅生命係會見證到嘅，甚至係喺我哋嘅物質上，因為依個物質嘅真正嘅屬係屬於上帝嘅。
Christianity is ultimately a lifestyle of the self-giving。
基督教咧，實在最後嚟講咧，最終嚟講咧，就係講到我哋自我奉獻嘅一個生活模式。
The issue here is self-oblation。
再喺依度講到嘅咧，就係將自己去奉獻。
It is offering ourselves to God and God's will。
是將自己係奉獻俾神，同埋喺神嘅旨意當中。
In fact, worship is our ritual of self-giving to God。
而事實上咧，我哋喺敬拜崇拜嘅時候咧，就係依個將自己奉獻俾上帝嘅一個嘅儀式。
Well, we should remember that we Christians will be ended up to face self-sacrificing Jesus Christ in the end。
而我哋亦都要記得一樣嘢，就係話我哋基督徒最後嘅時候咧，我哋係要面對一個係將自己完全擺上犧牲嘅耶穌基督。
On the other hand, the meaning of the story is different than a just sacrificial giving。
而另外一方面咧，就係一個故事，聖經一個故事嘅意思咧，係比一個犧牲嘅奉獻係有更深嘅意思。
What Jesus praised was the spiritual condition of the widow's heart, not merely her gift.
而耶穌所讚美嘅唔係單單一個婦人嗰個嘅金錢嘅擺上，而係佢嗰個屬靈嗰個嘅狀況。
The woman had found strength in worshiping God and comfort in waiting upon God.
就依個嘅婦人咧，佢係喺敬拜上帝嘅時候咧，去揾到更多嘅力量。而在她等候上帝的时候她得到安慰。
When she praises God, her eyes were lifted up above all her own problems, and for a moment were focused on the beauty and glory of God.
而当她是一个妇人在这里赞美上帝的时候她的眼睛是向上望的，而不是只是看见她的问题。她的眼睛在那个时刻，她是集中在上帝那个的美和荣耀里面。
By giving her gifts, she put herself entirely in God's keeping and God's care.
藉住佢將一啲嘅金錢，佢所有嘅擺上嘅時候咧，佢實在就係將自己完全嘅擠喺神嘅看顧入邊。
In 1970, Malcolm Muggeridge went to Calcutta to do a special documentary on Mother Teresa.
喺1970年嘅時候咧，有一個嘅新聞記者咧。就去到印度的加爾各答嗰度去做一個對德蘭修女嘅一個記錄嘅採訪。
She was walking out in the street with the sick and poor people in the ghetto, like he had never seen before, amid stench, filth, garbage, disease, and poverty that was just unbelievable.
咁個記者咧就睇見德蘭修女咧喺嘅街上啊，去點樣嘅去。同嗰啲有病啊、貧窮嘅人喺一齊嘅去幫助佢哋，佢亦都依啲係佢以前未睇過嘅，因為佢係喺一啲好多臭味嘅地方、好污糟、好多垃圾、好多疾病、貧窮嘅地方嗰度，係依個記者完全想像唔到嘅。
But what struck Margaret more than anything else was the deep, warm glow on Mother Teresa's face.And the deep and warm love in her eyes.
但係俾一個嘅記者好深刻印象嘅咧，就係一個嘅德蘭修女嗰個面上嗰個好光彩、好温暖、好嘅光亮，同埋咧佢係嗰種喺佢眼睛發散出嚟嗰種嘅好温暖嘅愛。
Do you do this every day? He began his interview.
咁個記者咧開始就問啦，佢話：你係每日都係咁樣做嘅
？Oh yes, she replied. It is my mission. It is how I serve and love my Lord.
咁德蘭修女就回應話：係啊，依個就係我嗰個嘅使命嚟嘅，而且亦都係我就係咁樣嚟去服侍、去愛我哋嘅主。
How long have you been doing this？
你做咗幾耐啊
？Maybe 18 years。
哦，可能有十八年啦。
18 years？
十八年
？You've been walking here in this street for 18 years？
你喺呢啲咁嘅污糟嘅地方嗰度做咗十八年？
Yes, she said simply and yet joyfully.
是啊，她很簡單地去回答，但是很開心地去回答。
It is my privilege to be here. These are my people. These are the ones my Lord has given me to love.
她說這些是我的榮幸能夠在這裡，這些是我屬於我的人，這些就是上帝我的主交給我去愛的一班人。
Do you ever get tired?
你會唔會攰㗎？
Do you ever feel like quitting and letting someone else take over your ministry？
你會唔會有時會覺得唔要再做啦，等第啲人去接手啦
？After all, you are beginning to get older。
而且你亦都越嚟越年紀大咯。
Oh no, she replied. This is where the Lord wants me, and this is where I am happy to be。
德蘭修女就話：哦，唔會，依個就係上我嘅主要我嚟嘅地方。我喺依度我會好開心嘅。
I feel young when I'm here。
我而且喺依度嘅時候咧，我覺得我自己好年輕嘅。
The Lord is good to me. How privileged I am to serve Him。
我嘅主係對我好好，我係我嘅榮幸，我可以去服侍佢。
Later, Malcolm Muggeridge said。
之後咧，依個記者就咁樣話啦。
I will never forget the little lady as long as I live.
佢話：我一生咧都唔會忘記依個矮小嘅婦人。
The face, the glow, the eyes, and the love—it was all so pure and so beautiful.
佢嘅面，佢嗰個嘅面上嘅光彩，佢嘅眼同埋佢嘅愛係幾咁嘅清純同埋幾咁嘅美麗。
I shall never forget it.
我永遠都唔會忘記。
It was like being in the presence of an angel.
这个就好似同一个天使嘅系侧近。
He changed my life。
呢个亦都改变咗我一生。
I have not been the same person since。
我从此之后都唔系再同样一个人啦。
By the way, Mother Teresa continued to serve in the sacrificial ways until the end of her life, nearly 27 more years。
而事实上咧，德兰修女咧继续喺佢呢个服侍当中，一个牺牲嘅服侍当中咧，直至到佢嘅。最後他是做了更多的就是27年。
It is not an accident I always remember this widow whenever I heard about Mother Teresa.
所以呢当我每一次听到德兰修女的时候呢我都会记得起圣经里面讲的这个寡妇。
I believe the essence of faith is to realize our total dependence upon God.
我相信呢在我们的信仰的一个嘅基础，一个嘅最紧要嘅一样嘢咧，就系我哋认识知道，我哋完全喺上帝入边嗰个嘅依靠。
It is so easy for us to get so caught up in the routines and worries of our daily life that we feel we are doing everything by ourselves。
就好容易咧，我哋每一日为咗去为咗我哋一啲嘅要做嘅嘢，我哋每一日嘅担忧咧。都會有時會令到我哋覺得，我哋做每一樣嘢咧都係靠我哋自己嘅力量去做嘅。
We often forget that our hearts are beating one moment to the next only because God is squeezing them。
好多時咧，我哋都忘記，就係我哋嘅心臟能夠每一個時刻喺度跳動緊咧，都係因為上帝喺度揸緊佢嘅。
In this morning, we should learn the lesson from the widow。
在今天的早上我们一起来去学习这个寡妇 的讯息。
Trust God and then God will take care of you.
相信上帝而上帝会看顾我们的。
May God richly bless you so that you also can join the Bernard of the Clairvaux, one of the early saints who prayed this.
愿上帝厚厚地去祝福我们每一个人亦都愿我哋一齐去同一个嘅早期嘅圣徒嘅一个嘅一齐去祷告。
Lord, I have put two mites, a body and soul.
主啊，我系有两个嘅小钱，系身体同埋我嘅灵魂。
I give them both to you. Your will be done.
我都將呢啲一切去奉獻俾你，交俾你，願你嘅旨意成就。
阿門。
阿門。
請會眾一同起立，我哋唱。